Have you put on your armor? The enemy is at the door, standing as before, but now within sight. Not of flesh and blood, but subtle, friendly and winking, calling to make light of the light within you now, telling you that God is the betrayer. He is the source of your pain for allowing your hurt to hit home. Such a lie by the master of lies. Pick up your shield of faith to withstand the darts. Salvation the helmet. The word is the sword. Put on your armor. Are you now aware of the attack? It is not an attack that appears like swarming bees or clouds of thunder. A rabid beast is clearly seen, but not so the wily one of old. His camouflage is enticing words through gritted teeth of destruction, beginning with, "Hath God said?" It is not an attack of health or wealth or of earthly dreams shattered. It is upon the very word that is your armor. Suggestions of doubt now cast aside. Rulers of darkness, principalities and powers now lay bare. Wickedness from high. Even a drowning man will grab the tip of a spear. Desperation rules the earth. The prince is fighting his only remaining foe, the church, the body of Christ. Look into the eyes of Satan himself and smile. Be fearless and know your home is secure. But our work is not done. The gathering of sister and brother before the letting may be let, that he may be taken out of the way and the wicked be revealed. Bend not, stray not, doubt not in the word. The final battlefield for heavenly places is raging. Do not cower, stand firm and fast. Be not ashamed, for you are complete in him. Give the gift within you by his word. Work out your salvation. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Put on the whole armor of God.